Welcome back to Code Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here as joining us on the line now is the head boys track coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Ben Demuth, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Quinn, for having me on. Appreciate it.
So as we take a look at this team coming into this 2026 season, this was a group a year ago, a lot of sophomores, a lot of juniors, a lot of pieces that were competing, kind of feeling out the varsity roster for the first time, really at, you know, all three event groups, you know, sprints, distance and field events as well. Now will you take a look at this group coming back another year older, just we'll take it group by group, starting off with the sprinters, you know, bring guys back like a Leland Spencer, a Cam Sisson, a Cooper Thacker. Just what have you seen from that group here throughout the first week of workouts you guys had last week?
Probably the strength of the program again will be our sprints. The guys have really been working hard. Coach Willard's been kind of primarily our sprints coach, and the guys have really bought into his mentality and work ethic in terms of what they need to do in practice. And, you know, we haven't, with the weather, of course, we haven't been able to go full goes on the get out on the track yet, but we've done some indoor testing, and I really like what I'm seeing out of our sprint guys. A guy like Leland is really, he set the bar high for himself, but also for his teammates. And we've got some young sprinters, freshmen that really last couple years at the junior high level, which it is junior high, but they've made a name for themselves, done really well in meets and stuff. But you got a guy like Leland and Cooper, Cam, those guys, they set that bar for you, and they really kind of, you know, give the expectation of what it's going to take to be a varsity level sprinter and whatnot. And I just appreciate their efforts and the attitudes that they've had so far. They're willing to work, and they, you know, they don't shy away from it by any means. So it's been fun to watch from a different perspective of mine, you know, just kind of letting coach take over and do his thing with it. So, I do enjoy watching those guys get after it. So,
and as we look at the mid-distance and distance group, that's another group that actually was pretty darn young a year ago. You were led, you know, in the 800 by a freshman in Asarel Castro. You know, guys like Hunter Waldo Martinez obviously helping lead that room. You do lose a senior in Zabdi Castro, but, you know, other guys that stepped up, you know, Cam Sisson wasn't afraid to step in and run an 800 if have to. Dylan Terwilliger as well, Felix Gonzalez. Hayden Schaefer was a guy that was running distance a year ago as well. And just looking at this mid-distance and distance group coming back from last year, you know, what are some things that you've seen from that group when it comes to the improvements from a group that was very young a year ago?
Yeah, I think the thing is we're all a year older, and, you know, you've got a couple guys in there that have kind of had some success in some other sports with Hayden and Dylan and Hunter, and just recently with wrestling. And then you've got some guys that have kind of, because they got a little bit older, they've started to contribute in other sports, and they're kind of realizing what it takes to be that, you know, with that mentality. We always talk about with distance and mid-distance, you know, it takes a little bit of a different mentality. You got to have, you got to do a little bit of more thinking and so forth when it comes to running. And we went out and we've started doing some distance training out and about around town this last week, and I've been really pleased with the efforts that they've put forth. We're expecting some big things. I think a 4x8 group, if we can put a couple pieces together and get those guys on board, I think they should be able to get out and score some points for us. I think Hayden, I talked to him a little bit, and he's interested in going back and running the mile. And a guy like Felix Reyes and Felix Perez, they both, you know, being seniors this year, they got some lofty goals for what they want to accomplish with times and the mile and the 2 mile and whatnot. So I think, you know, it'll be a group that has definitely matured and shown a little bit more potential. They don't like to say that word, but I think they've got the opportunity there to definitely score some points for us this season and so forth. So I'm looking forward to seeing those guys run.
As we look at the field events, kind of a mixed bag coming back. You lose a couple of your top performers in the field events, guys like Josh Miller in the jumps, the long jump and the high jump, Will Batterton in the shot put. But you do bring back guys who were pretty big contributors last year in those field events, and Cyrus Willard, who obviously was a high jumper, a 6-foot high jumper, and a solid long jumper for your team. Christian Martinez is a shot put thrower, as well as Gavin Peterson, somebody who cleared 120 feet. And the discus as a sophomore as well. And looking at that field event group, you know, what excites you about what the field event group can do with another year under their belt?
Yeah, field events are going to have to step up for us this year. We've got Gavin throwing disc for us once we get outside and get some work in out of him. And I talked to him just the other day about what he kind of wants to do with that. And shot put's going to be an interesting thing. Christian's kind of fighting a little bit with his knee injury and stuff, so I'm not sure where we're going to be with him. And Cyrus actually has moved to Webster City, so we won't be getting any production out of him. Wish him well. But trying to convince Adrian Whipple to do some high jumping for us and be all new for him. But he's got some ups. If he can put it all together, he might be able to surprise some people with that. And then Coach Jerrica Beecher is taking over. She's come over to the guys' side this year, and she's going to work with our long jumpers. That was her specialty, both in high school and college. And I think we've got some young guys that are explosive, and I think they can get down the runway and get some air. We could score some points in the long jump, surprise ourselves a little bit. But that's one area that I do feel like we're going to have to do some work on, and it'll be nice once we can get outside and really get to work on technique and specifics of the various field events and so forth. But looking forward to that group too. It's early. It's a lot of optimism, and who knows what we'll end up with out of that group. But there's some guys there that I think it could really step up and show us some productivity.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here before the outdoor season gets underway at the end of the month.
All right, thanks, Quinn. Appreciate it.
Yep, that was Ben Demuth, the head boys track coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We talk with Roland Story boys track coach Brian Peterson next on 95.7 FM.